Fun Drive is your chance to fuel community radio. Give now at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573.
Yes, 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 the CJSF Fun Drive continues, and we just heard from three bands from Tangerang, Indonesia, on the island of Java. In fact, it turns out it's just on the west side of the big city of Jakarta. So call it a suburb of Jakarta, but it is in a different province called Banten, but right borders on Jakarta. So anyhow, you could say it could be a sister city of Burnaby, being right next to the big city of Vancouver, but hey, they're only sisters of sister cities. Cousin cities? Stepsister cities. That's what we'll go with. So Tangerang, a stepsister city of Burnaby, because they both share the sister city of... losing track here. Where were we last? We were listening to music, of course, from Gatineau, Quebec, right? Yes, so Gatineau, the only sister city in Canada of Burnaby, BC. So, moving on. But wait, did we... No, we didn't talk about the bands we just heard. So the last one was... I really, really thought that was cool. And the lo-fi vibe of it really sold it to me. It's this kind of creepy, almost hip-hoppy, indie, bedroom, shoegaze, doom. The artist is Matti Suuri, who's really not, I don't think, widely known. He's about 400 followers on Instagram. M-A-T-I-S-U-R-I is the artist's name. Matti Suuri, one word. We heard the song Kebakaran, which means fire in Indonesian. And we heard, and it's from the album Wafat Suuri, which means Suri's death. So, yeah. Before that, we heard from a really throwback ska reggae vibe band called The Regards, and the song Pay Me Up from their album Volume 2 of 2023. Also very old school lo-fi sound that totally sells it as being like actually from the 60s, although it's not. Before that, Dirty Ass, punk band with the song Sebelum Mati. And yeah, that's new stuff as well. So our stepsister city, Tangerang. Moving on with the only American city that is Burnaby's sister, Mesa, in the burbs of Phoenix, Arizona. So yeah, rainforest, desert. They make a good couple, you know, yin and yang there. As of 1998, the same year that Gatineau became sisters with Burnaby. So, first going to play an artist who goes by El Padrinito Toys. And this fella, what's his real name? I'll find it later, but this guy's huge. He's like 19 years old. I don't know how, it's a mystery to me, but in a certain scene, like, he does hip-hop, Spanish language hip-hop. His parents are both Mexican. And he also does this banda song that's completely different than his other stuff. So anyways, he's a chameleon of sorts. El Padrinito Toys with the song La 35 Fox. Maybe he's going after an older woman. I'm not sure about the title. So here we go. Music from Mesa, Arizona in this next set of music before we travel to, obviously, our stepsister city in New Zealand, Mesa's sister city. Okay, getting weirder. Wandering Rhythms, Fun Drive on CJSF. And if you'd like to donate to keep this station thriving, rocking, and maybe even help us get a new transmission tower here on the mountain, CJSFFunDrive.ca is the place to go. Thank you. Here is El Padrinito Toys on CJSF Radio. This is Wandering Rhythms. All right. Well, we just heard some music from Burnaby's sister city, Mesa. Let's go with Mesa. Mesa, Arizona. Yeah, just on the outskirts of Phoenix. And yeah, we heard there a little bit of a downer song. Sorry, we'll bring the vibes back up really soon. But that was Mr. Fantastical. Funny name for such a dirge of a song, Mr. Fantastical. But yeah, the song was called Hole in the Ground. She does some more upbeat ones. I guess I didn't make the best selection there. But anyway, even has a song called Canada, Canada. Okay, Mr. Fantastical. And before that, we heard two songs completely different, but both from El Padrinito Toys. So this fella, whose real name... Oh, where is it? Oh my God, I had it. Samuel Ibarra Aispuro, from Mesa, Arizona, but his parents both Mexican. And this kid's 19 years old. He's signed to Interscope Records, and he does Mexican folk music, like banda stuff that you heard the first song, which is called La 35 Fox. And after that, we heard this like trap, totally different song called Toca Toca, was it? Yeah. So you can do it all. El Padrinito Toys. And then next, well, to get into the end of the show here, we have to hear from our stepsister city in New Zealand, the sister city of Mesa, Arizona. Here, coming up with a couple tracks from Upper Hutt. Hutt, that's the name of a city on the outskirts of Wellington, I believe. This is a cool band coming up. This is a one-of-a-kinder right here. They are considered New Zealand's first hip-hop band. And they started in the late 80s, kind of more like a reggae thing. And then they evolved into hip-hop. And then they started bringing in Maori influences. So this one actually, I think, has some Maori language in it. The song's called Tangata Whenua. And this is from 1995, so the glory days of rap. And the album Movement in Demand, the band at last, UHP, Upper Hutt Posse. So, yeah, getting to the end of the show here. I'll throw a few songs, and then I'll be right back to say goodbye. Enjoy.
Hey, kai tia, kia hau e toko whaia. Kei tako tia.
This is the end of our Fun Drive show here on Wandering Rhythms Radio, but Fun Drive has only just begun. It goes all week here, November 3rd to 9th, 2025. So, yeah, if you'd like to help support this radio station, we thank you. You can go online at cjsffundrive.ca. You can also just find us on the CJSF website. Yes, thank you, thank you. I have been Nick, and in the background here we got a hit band from the late 60s from Upper Hutt, New Zealand, which is one of the burbs of Wellington. Yeah, one of our sister cities. Sister to our sister, Mesa, Arizona, Burnaby. So anyways, I hope you've found this amusing, this 2 hours of music, the sister cities of Burnaby and stepsister cities as well. Before this, by the way, if you were wondering, it was the Upper Hutt Posse from a 95 album, Movement in Demand. The song was Tangata Whenua, and that was some really avant-garde hip-hop, funk, meets Maori. Really nice. So, I'm going to end with a little bit of Burnaby music here. Yeah, and if anything, this Sister City thing makes you wonder, you know, what? Yeah, it's a political entity, but, you know, it could also be more than that. The idea of having cultural, maybe movement exchange between very different parts of the world, and hopefully we'll continue to grow this international sisterhood. Z and the Empties right here, the only person I know who's made an album and a song called Burnabarian. So yeah, Burnaby theme song of sorts. However, there is a little bit of profanity, so watch your ears for this one. It's just a short one. So yes, goodbye, and happy Fun Drive. Good day. Oh, much love to all humans out there. Wandering Rhythms signing off.
Is it cool if I still come over? I took a trip for the rise. Let it slip. in a burying, lost in a matrix. If nothing's worth nothing, then I'll go catch a feeling and yep out and pass round this illness. If punk rock is dead, I'll go stand on this ledge with my puffy jacket friend standing in my sister's jeans, yelling I know what it means. I'm a beast, I'm a goon, I'm a motherfucking goblin. No one's gonna tell me what I can and can't handle. Nobody knows it, nobody feels the damage. I'm loose with it, I got the